The table went crashing end over end, knocking the wall torches from their sconces and plunging the gate out into darkness. In the onslaught, amid the screaming, clattering, grunting and banging, five of the rats met their doom. One rat, more nimble than the rest, slipped by Rab. He fled through the doorway and up the stairs before any beast could stop him. Marielle struggled with the otter in the doorway as he tried to give chase.
No, Rab, leave the rat. We've got what we want. The gatehouse is ours.
Slamming the door and securing it, the mouse maid found the torches and blew on them until they flared into light. A huge wooden drum with turning handles attached and a crude block brake held the thick ropes that controlled the drawbridge. Muta finished tipping the last of the slain enemies from the gatehouse window, smiling grimly as the carcasses hit the moat below with a splash. Taking Marielle's sword, the badger swung it high over the coils of rope wound around the drum, ready to slice them through to lower the bridge. Marielle shook her head.
No need for that, my friend. We control the drawbridge now. Besides, the time may arrive when we'll need to have it closed.
Silvermord was frightened. Nagru was furious. They had both listened to the terrified recitation of the rat who had escaped alive from the gatehouse. The fox wolf watched sunny daylight dispersing the valley mist from his chamber window, then banged the ledge so hard that his paw hurt.
They double bluffed us! So that was how their decoy worked, fooling us into thinking they were attacking the drawbridge, drawing our guards away onto the wall tops to forestall another trick, when all the time they really were attacking the drawbridge from the inside. Now they have control of our very front door. Come on, Vixen, where's all your crafty ideas? Why are you sitting there trembling like a pile of frog spawn?
Silvermord was not looking at Nagru. She stared at the wall blankly, her voice a tremble as she said,
The badger and the otter, you couldn't have killed them right. They've come back from the dead, and they're inside this place now.
The Urgan Nagru shook his head until the teeth of the wolf skull rattled.
I can't believe those two aren't dead. We left them like pincushions. They were ripped to bits.
A loud bump from below interrupted him. It startled Silvermord from her trance, and she dashed to the window.
They've lowered the drawbridge!
Watching from the wooded slopes on the opposite valley side, Dandin's sharp eyes caught sight of a small figure in the gatehouse window. He was gone in a second, but almost at once the drawbridge fell open and spanned the moat. He turned to Iris, his eyes shining happily.
Now I know where Marielle is. In the gatehouse! There's only one warrior maid could have pulled off a trick like that. Escaping's not good enough for that one. She's got to capture the drawbridge as well.
Meldrum tore himself away from the impromptu breakfast he had scrounged.
Brains, eh? That girl will control her own regiment one day. Mark my words. Righto, up on your paws, you lot. We've got to jolly well help her.